If you were standing by the River Jordan and heard John preaching his message, it was powerful. Repent. Be sorry for your sins. Promise you'll never commit them again. Come and be baptized. People were attracted to that message. In fact, as we hear in the gospel, people believed that John was the Messiah. They believed Jesus was one of his followers. But then, on this day we celebrate the baptism of our Lord. He comes forward to receive the baptism, but something's different. He says, "You are loved by God. Come and receive his love." It's a dramatic change. It's the change you and I are asked to make in our lives. John preached, when you get better, when you get perfect, when you let go of your sins, you can be baptized. Jesus says, when you accept God's love and his forgiveness, then you will become better. You and I are asked which of those theories we believe. If we're trying to make ourselves perfect, we say it's up to us. And if we fail at it, well, then it's our fault. Jesus announces to his followers and to you and I, you're already loved. You're already forgiven. Come and receive that love. As we sang in the opening song, go down deep into the water. Have new life. It's almost as if you're going down and you're going to die, but you spring back up with new life. This gift that is offered to us is the promise that we are given eternal life when we receive the gift of God's love, and we don't have to do anything to earn it. Imagine if we believed that. Imagine if we started living that same belief toward other people. I'm not going to give you my love when you're worthy of it. I'm going to give you my love, and then you'll become worthy. You see, it believes that God's love, and when we offer God's love to one another, it changes us. Instead of saying, I've got it in my power to make myself good enough for God to love me, I accept he already loves me and forgives me and welcomes me into his life. And we are asked if we could live that way toward each other. We who so easily say, well, I just can't forgive that person. I just can't let go of that sin. I just keep thinking about what they've done wrong. If God did that to us, we'd be in a terrible place. If he said, I can't get over your sin. I can't get over your mistakes. You're not worthy. But that's not what he says. Jesus announces that baptism is what unites us in receiving God's love. It's what our identity is. And it's so important for us to celebrate it and remember our own baptisms. Long before we were worthy, it was announced we belong to God. We're part of our families who believe in God, and we belong to God. What a great gift that is. So now put yourself at the River Jordan and have Jesus look at you and say, I love you. Come and receive a sign of my love. And you go forward and he pours water on your head and says, you are free of all sin. And you might protest and say, wait a minute, I didn't do anything yet. He says, no, but you will. When you begin to live in my love, you will do what's right. You will give up the need for sin. Can you believe in that theory, that belief, strongly enough that you begin to live it with each other? That you forgive each other ahead of time? That you allow yourself to love somebody even when they're not perfect? And believe that your love will help to make them better? That's what God trusts in and invites us to accept. And it means we have to, of course, leave the place where we're sitting and judging and criticizing and being unhappy and pointing the finger at other people. We have to leave that place and humbly go to the place where we bow our heads and say thank you, which we do at every Mass. Let us give thanks, we say over and over again. We have grateful hearts. We accept that we have been loved and chosen by God to be His beloved. Not because of our worthiness, but because God's love is that strong, that large, that great. You and I celebrate today with joy the announcement of this good news. You have been baptized because God loves you. And a part of that gift of love is forgiveness of your sins. And now offer it to one another. His love, His forgiveness, because the measure you measure with will be measured back to you. Because the gift you receive, you give with great generosity, just as God gives it to us with great generosity. Not when we're finally worthy, but before we're ever worthy, when we're in need of it. This, my brothers and sisters, is the foundation of our faith. It's why we come to celebrate, to be joyous, to have hope. Not to be unhappy and disappointed and critical and unkind. That's the way of the evil one. The way of Jesus is to say, you have been given the gift of God's love. Celebrate it. Believe in it. Believe it at the very core of your being. Lay your head down on your pillow at night and say, I am loved by God. Wake up in the morning and say, I am loved by God. Meet someone in your life and tell them they are loved by God. That, my brothers and sisters, is what we celebrate today. And we commit ourselves to as we live the days that are ahead of us.